Welcome back to our Let's Talk Dallas County program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today it's part two of our conversation with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department, as yesterday we hit on germ prevention tips and holiday stress management. So we'll keep the conversation going here with safe toys and gifts. And so, Natalie, can you highlight safety considerations when giving gifts to children?
Yes. So when choosing toys for children, think about if the toys are suitable for their age, skills, and abilities. So for example, children under the age of 3 should not be given toys that have small magnets or button batteries because those are choking hazards. And a good rule of thumb is that if a toy part can fit inside of a toilet paper roll, it's not appropriate for children younger than 3. Think about if the child is allergic to any materials or chemicals in the toy. So, you know, those allergies. Avoid toys with parts that like fly off or have sharp edges or have the ability to shoot because of the risk of eye injuries. You know, if the child is old enough to follow safety directions, maybe it's a good idea to give them protective eyewear too. And then similarly, if you're getting gifts like sports equipment for bikes, skateboards, and whatnot, consider gifting a new helmet or elbow knee pads with it too to avoid injuries associated with that. And then for like art supplies, only gift those if they're labeled as non-toxic.
Awesome. Talk about, are there any common injuries that can happen to children from playing with toys?
Yeah, so when thinking about the risks that come with unsafe toys, choking is probably the most common concern. Child's windpipe is only about as wide as a straw, so even very small toy pieces can block the airway and cause suffocation, and that's why it's important to check toys for choking hazard labels. Also, falls from bikes, scooters, skateboards, rollerblades, nowadays hoverboards, can lead to like not only cut, scrapes, and bruises, but also broken bones and severe head injuries, which is why helmets and padding are so important. Eye injuries are also common from weapon-like toys or toys that have like rubber bands in them. And then burns and electric shock are also some common injuries. So it's always good to check electronics for damaged wires and then keep them far away from any water source.
Again, we're speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. And now, Natalie, our last section here has to deal with winter weather safety. We've gotten a little bit of snow here in the state of Iowa. So just talk about the importance of dressing properly for the conditions.
Right. So it's important to stay weather aware and dress accordingly because frostbite and hypothermia can happen very quickly. So before going outside, always check the weather or wind chill or that feels like temperature. That'll kind of give you a better idea of what it would really be like outside, but also check for any chances of precipitation. Layer up so that you can stay extra warm or shed a layer to avoid overheating once you're inside. Generally, it's good to have at least 3 layers. So the first would be to wick moisture away from your skin. The second would be to retain your body heat, like fleece or wool or something like that. And then the top layer would be like obviously your outer coat, and that would protect you from wind and snow. It's also important to stay dry because damp clothes can freeze more easily. So if you're doing activities like sledding or skiing where you can get wet, or maybe like going for a run where you're sweating, take a change of clothes with you just to stay dry. And then finally, don't forget to cover the parts of your body most prone to frostbite. So those are your hands, your feet, your ears, your nose, and your lips. So wear mittens, snow boots, a hat, and then a scarf or a face mask to protect these areas.
Awesome. Thank you for those important tips. And then now talk about what are safety tips for traveling in the winter.
So there's always a chance that severe weather can make traveling unsafe during our Midwest winters. So it's good idea to be prepared. Keep a kit in your car with items like extra warm clothes, a blanket, water and snacks, a shovel, a snow scraper, and then a phone charger. So keep your gas tank at least half full also in the winter, just in case, you know, you ever get stuck in a bad situation. Check the weather forecast before driving. It's a good idea just to check it every day. But you can also sign up for weather alerts through the Smart 911 app or by texting your county name followed by IA to 67283. So for example, you would text Dallas IA to receive alerts for Dallas County. And then it's best to stay home as much as you can during severe weather, but if you do have to travel, remember to remove any snow and ice from your car before driving because it can block not only your vision, but it can blow onto other cars around you and affect them. Turn on your headlights so you're make sure that you're being seen by others. Stick to main roads that are being plowed if at all possible. Reduce your speed and increase your following distance from other cars. Allow more time and room to brake. avoid any sudden movements. And then if you're on an icy surface, it's a good idea to pump the brakes, or most cars have anti-lock brakes as well.
And again, yeah, that is really important. And as we finish up here, how can people identify signs of frostbite or hypothermia? I know you kind of talked about that at the top.
Yeah, so frostbite is a skin injury that occurs when skin is exposed to freezing temps. So it can lead to loss of feeling and then discoloration in affected areas. Signs of frostbite include pain, numbness, a white, grayish, yellow, or blotchy skin area, firm or waxy feeling skin, and then if there's deep tissue damage, you might see blisters. So if you notice any signs of frostbite, you should get to a warm area as soon as possible. Put affected areas in warm water, not hot. You don't want to damage your skin tissue anymore. And then it's a good idea to still seek medical care and also check for signs of hypothermia, you know, if you're with another person, for example, because that's a more serious medical issue that you'll want to, you know, call 911 for. So hypothermia is a life-threatening condition caused by extreme cold where the body experiences an extremely low body temperature. So we're talking like less than 95 degrees. And then signs of hypothermia include exhaustion, confusion, drowsiness, uncontrollable shivering and slurred speech. People might also have slow or shallow breathing, slow movements, or a glassy stare. So those are all good things to look out for, you know, when you've been in the cold. If you notice someone experiencing symptoms of hypothermia, you should call 911 and then move to a warm, dry place right away while you wait for help to arrive. Try to warm the person up gradually with like blankets or towels. And then definitely stay with the person until medical help arrives.
Awesome. Again, really great tips there. Again, going over germ prevention, holiday stress, safe toys and gifts, and winter weather safety. Again, that is the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. Natalie, thank you so much for running us through everything.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. And that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.